This is the SNL Podcast.
I thought you said, "Don't make me bust out the Bischoff," and all I could think of
Eric Bischoff is the fucking
is
man.
Taking out, he is. Is taking out like a t-shirt gun and shooting it, and it's Eric Bischoff's hair.
wait, which color is it? When he went gray, like gray, or is it black?
He hasn't dyed his hair black in like 10 years.
Until he starts a new promotion,
then Bischoff is so sad.
Oh. I think any Bischoff after WCW Bischoff was sad.
Well, no, Bischoff in WCW wasn't even that good.
When he was co-GM of Raw, he was good. But,
yeah, okay, that was cool. I was fine with that.
I miss Bischoff.
It was pretty much Stone Cold picking on Bischoff, so he's like...
Yeah. Yeah. I think that was just Vince screwing with Bischoff, because it's like, okay, who did he screw over in WCW? Here's your chance.
Yeah. on that countdown show they show on the network, they had like 10 greatest Raw moments, and one of them was that bringing Bischoff in the Raw.
Oh, God, I just watched that, too.
Being interviewed was just saying like, yeah, man, Vince just brought Bischoff off because he beat the fuck out of him in Monday Night Wars.
That's how you really win. Yeah. Anyway, we should probably get this started. So, what's up, everyone? This is Joe.
I'm Chris.
And this is the SML Podcast. And as I'm sure you can tell by the multitude of voices and the wrestling talk, we have a wrestling-themed episode this week with a multitude of guests. In studio, quote-unquote, with us today is...
Use that term very loosely.
We have... Tom.
What is up?
Would you like to introduce yourself?
I am Tom. I am the brother of that douchebag that talked about Call of Duty a couple months ago.
That looks exactly like
me. That looks exactly like me.
Slightly different hair color.
Yeah. And I think I have more gray hair.
I convinced your brother to buy a Wii U.
Which I enjoy immensely because I think I play it more than he does.
Nice. And then on... What's all the panting?
I don't know. Someone's humping something.
Is that humping or printing?
No, the printer's off.
Could be both. It was humping.
Okay, so the one humping the printer, we have Charles Margolis. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. Hi, guys. Charles Margolis here. I'm pretty much best known for being the first guy to have a lifetime membership to MAGFest. And unfortunately, I'm known as the guy who started the Colossus Roar.
You son of a bitch.
I thought X-Strike started it.
No. Dom and Nick and all them are officially blaming me for it, not X-Strike.
And how do you have a lifetime membership?
I gave them the machine.
Ah.
That X-Men arcade machine, I gave it to them.
Mm.
Son of a bitch.
But have you been to all of them?
Are you a lumberjack?
I am not a lumberjack, unfortunately.
Fuck you!
Well, that's...
I'm a Magstock lumberjack, though. I'll take that one.
What, both of them?
Mags.
No, they're up to four now.
Oh, okay. Ish. So all three of them.
Four of them?
Well, four didn't happen yet.
Oh.
Not yet, but I'm going.
Okay.
I'm getting rained on again.
I'm too fat and sweaty to go to a summer MAGFest out in a fucking campground.
It's outdoors,
yes.
too?
Ooh, yes.
That's rough.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's outdoors, yeah.
I'm too fat and sweaty for that.
It happened.
Anyway, next guest, Save Continue kind of member? I'm not sure what your status is. Derek.
Derp.
My contract with Save Continue is up in the air right now. I asked for a Legends contract, but Kyle, being the McMahon he is, he won't let me have it. So
gonna
power bomb him through a limo.
Well, if you would post some more goddamn news stories,
Phil, is that you?
Yeah,
are you in Chicago right now, Phil? Is that you, CM Punk?
CM Punk.
I'm going to drop a pipe bomb. I'm going to drop a pipe bomb on this podcast.
TP Metal.
TP Metal. TP Metal.
TP Metal.
Yeah, perfect.
It doesn't work as well with the delay on Skype.
It's going to suck. We do have one more person.
A third guest, Mr. Brian Clark. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hey, everybody. I'm Brian Clark, also known as what some people call me, TKD. That's my online thing when I used to do videos and everything. For some reason, people keep asking me, like, when your next video is going to be. It's like I haven't made a video in over a year, so it's kind of like unofficially retired. And like Charles, I also have a lifetime membership to MAGFest. No, I'm not a lumberjack, but I am working on my beard.
No, but when is your next video, though?
My beard's
What's
awesome.
That?
I said no, but when is your next video, though?
Fuck you.
Just you as long as I don't have to be, what was I, Bubble Man in your videos?
You were like Bubble Man, like went to Best Buy or something because you wore like a polo shirt.
Oh, Jesus. That's terrible. Would you like to take this opportunity to officially retire your videos?
All right, thank you.
Everybody knows you never go full retire.
Exactly.
Except when you go full retard.
No, full retire.
Wow.
I think I just committed like crime or something.
I hate crime.
Possibly.
The reason I stopped was because I'm moving on to bigger and better things. You know, I'm such like some of you guys know me. If you've been to MAGFest, you probably have seen me either working there or in the crowd somewhere. And yes, I'm a big supporter of the Colossus Roar. I will never let that die.
Fuck you.
And I know I just lost half the room there.
Yes.
Half?
Yes.
Three
yes.
quarters. If yes. not. Five.
You didn't
six.
Lose me because I'm like lost on it. So
fuck
we're good.
You.
But I love MAGFest so much; it's like my freaking lifeblood now. And like, I did not give them an arcade cabinet. I just have a lifetime membership because I just keep giving them cash.
Well, so do I. Just, that doesn't mean you have a lifetime membership.
Yeah, well, I kind of do. So I just keep going every kinda year. Do. So that's how it is.
I'm working on it. I'll get to doing
music now, like video game covers for myself. I haven't recorded anything yet, but. Sometime this year, I'll be releasing some stuff.
You should do something on Dwelling at Duels.
Dwelling on Duels?
Doom be gone Duels.
Hey, next month is
that
a free month.
Dwelling on Duels.
No, this month is a free month.
Well, that's what I mean. Like the next.
Dude, you should have been in last month. Like, you would have easily won.
Within the move and everything like that, I don't even have any of my instruments. All my instruments are down in Bloomberg. So
yeah, I have a problem too. I kind of suck at playing music, so I have to get good first. So, yeah.
So anyway, before we delve into the wrassles,
wrassling.
Some actual big news hit today with the Amazon Fire TV thing, console, mobile, Ouya, whatever it is. Amazon is putting out their own, I would call it more of a set-top box than an actual console. It's designed for mainly streaming video as well as Android-based gaming. Right now they have about a little over 100 games out, including stuff like Sonic games and their exclusive Sev-Zero and Walking Dead, Minecraft Pocket Edition. The asking price is $100, which isn't too bad. If you want a game controller, that's another $40. For what it is, it seems decently powerful.
It, dude, there's a quad core, 2 gigs of RAM, Like, which for a just essentially using it as a streaming service,
yeah,
kind of like a Roku and stuff like that. Like, yeah, that's kind of powerful.
Yeah.
So I mean, I'm pretty excited about it. It looks like we looked up some information on that exclusive
Sub-Zero.
That they have, Sub-Zero. Yeah. It does for you know for the platform, if you want to consider it a platform, of what it's being put on. It looks pretty good. Yeah. I mean, like, it really doesn't look that bad. So, I mean, it looks like it could have some potential. The controller looks, you know, like standard non-360 affair.
Yeah.
But it's pretty much, like, as close as you can get without being sued. like, dude, fucking A, B, X, and Y are in the exact same positions. Thumbsticks in the same positions. D-pad down the corner. Like, it's an Xbox 360 controller without being a 360 controller.
That's how all controllers should be, in my eyes.
From here on out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm looking at you. I'm looking at you, Nintendo. Stop switching your fucking A, B, X, and Y around.
God, I don't want to talk about that.
Damn it.
They got to be the unique ones, so they always got to keep changing something.
Super Nintendo controllers. Don't you love those?
They try to be the unique ones.
Bastards.
I have to admit, I'm looking at this thing right now, and I'm actually considering buying this. I have to replace my Roku anyways.
Oh, there you go.
Dude, it looks, honestly, I mean, it's got HDMI out, optical out for audio. Like, that's really all you should need if you're doing anything high definition. Like,
yeah.
Anything other than that, then, you know, don't get an HD box. Because you could just do that with fucking red, white, and yellow out of your Wii.
Yeah, I want to know what Double Helix is going to be working on for it.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, like, there are some really good publishers that have already, like, signed on for stuff that they're going to be doing for it. I don't know if it's going to be an exclusive. They do have some exclusives in the works.
Yeah, plus the fact that they bought Double Helix.
Yeah, Yeah. Fucking, hey, if I can get myself Killer Instinct.
No, that's not going to happen.
Killer Instinct.
Because Double Helix doesn't own Killer Instinct.
Killer Instinct.
David Lang owns Killer Instinct now.
Well, son of a bitch. Well, anyway. I just want to play Killer Instinct, and I don't have money for an Xbox One.
Speaking of Killer Instinct, they announced that the Divekick devs are the ones who are going to be taking over Killer Instinct for Season 2.
David Lang.
Ooh, yep.
That'd be interesting.
So
Spinal's probably still broken.
always.
Full Gore's coming out within like the next week or so, I think.
Son of a bitch.
Which I can't fucking wait for.
Yeah, Full Gore's your bitch, isn't he?
Full Gore. Oh, man. He should have been there day one.
He should have been there day one.
I don't know why he wasn't, but whatever.
Because they wanted to.
They just wanted to piss you off.
Yeah. It was exclusively to piss me off.
Exclusively.
They wanted you to play with Sidira instead.
I'm like, there's a dude named Joe Cam.
Fuck him.
Fuck him.
Any other big gaming news? Anyone have anything to contribute?
There was a bunch of April Fool's stuff. There's no point in covering it because it's April Fool's and not serious and stupid. Yeah.
Some of the April Fool's shit was like,
actually,
pissed me off though.
One of the April Fool's things that we could discuss is what Frostbite did.
Oh yeah,
the
dude, that was
Frostbite Engine
fucking
Twitter.
Brutal.
Oh, I missed it.
That was the one where Peter Moore came out and said and was all serious about it, wasn't it?
Yeah. Basically, everyone knows that EA pretty much isn't doing anything with the Wii U because the Frostbite Engine doesn't run on the Wii U. That was good timing.
Peter Moore texting us, telling us not to talk about this.
guys, please.
You wouldn't get a text. There would just be a bullet.
Do I have to roll up my sleeves at this press conference again? Someone's got to do it. Jack Trenton's out of here.
But as an April Fool's joke, the Frostbite Engine Twitter was releasing shit like, we have our netcode fixed. Frostbite Engine is going to be running on the Wii U. Half-Life 3 is going to be a Wii U exclusive. It's the most powerful of the fourth-gen consoles, and it wasn't really funny. It was just mean-spirited and dickish of Frostbite.
It was really fucking dickish.
It was.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you're going to, like, taking a jab, but, like, considering how big of, like, Half-Life 3 fans are and, like, how crazy they're about the series, like, you don't take a jab using those guys. They're ravages. They'll kill you.
But even just the fact that, like, you know, they already came out saying, like, all right, Frostbite can't run on the Wii U. All right, that's great, whatever.
don't go back and revisit and just be like, oh, now it's optimized for it and it's the way that it's supposed to look because it's the most powerful thing ever. Like, dude, fucking just stop. Like, you know, you already made your point. Like, they kind of pushed it as much as they possibly could without being essentially being like, hey, you guys are jackasses. I fucking hate you. Like, that's essentially what it came off as. Like, it's just, it was completely unnecessary.
Since then, obviously, all the tweets have been deleted, and Peter Moore actually came out and said that EA apologizes to Nintendo. They weren't aware of the tweets until they were made.
Bullshit. It
was, no, I don't think it's bullshit.
No, there's always some director of social media that like
that thinks that they're being funny.
Yeah, like some kid that just got out of fucking college is like, I'm gonna be the funniest motherfucker ever.
I wouldn't be surprised if someone lost a job over that.
Oh, absolutely. Not to mention the whole thing with fucking Colbert. It's essentially like the same the same concept. So, whatever.
But yeah, I think...
I don't think that was nearly as bad, though.
I think
there was news coverage. They had it on, like, fucking CNN.
And, because like, CNN is retarded.
They stopped...
He has a point.
Yeah. I mean, like, they stopped their coverage on, like, the wreckage in Alaska that they think is going to be the fucking plane to basically say, oh, breaking news, Colbert's getting fucking shit thrown at him. Like...
The Alaskan thing, that's the April Fool's joke. That didn't really happen.
What the fuck?
I love that Colbert responded to it and devoted almost the entire episode to it.
Oh, it was fantastic. It was great.
And then at the end, he's like, I'm sure glad I didn't, like, support Hitler or make fun of this or this or this. And you're getting messages.
Oh, fucking.
And all that shit would be taken out of context, too.
Hold on. This is my Diablo group is calling me. Sorry. I got to decline.
God damn it, Chris.
Sorry, this is prime time.
Sorry,
dude.
My raiding group is calling me.
That's exactly what it was, essentially.
Oh,
but it's just
raid.
For,
oh my God, I got a raid.
It's for Diablo 3. Because they're blair.
They're blair.
Anyway, Frostbite guys are dicks.
I hope you get Peter Frostbite
Moore's
on your dick.
Peter response should have been, that's nice, guys. Go fix Battlefield 4.
I think Kotaku made that joke. That Nintendo should have replied and said, rumor has it Battlefield 4 is working today. April Fools!
That would have been,
somebody at Nintendo would come up with that idea. That would have been awesome. Probably not, because Nintendo usually takes the high road on stuff like that.
Exactly. Nintendo takes the high road every time.
Yeah, because Nintendo's awesome.
Yay, Nintendo boners.
any other gaming news?
Middle Earth Shadow of Mordor got a release date.
What is October 7th?
October 7th.
God, that game looks fucking outstanding.
It looks pretty good. I'm excited for it.
I do remember seeing that.
Oh, it looks insane.
Yeah, that looks fucking fantastic.
Did you hear about the animation lead of Assassin's Creed 2 or Brotherhood or something like that came out and said that there were two points in that gameplay trailer where he was like climbing on this stuff and he did the Assassin's Creed like animation of like looking up at something to climb onto and he's like, that's from fucking Assassin's Creed 2.
No.
Apparently he made a big hubbub about it and everyone's like, well, how would you know? And it's like, I looked at this fucking thing for 2 years. I know what it looks like.
I don't know. I think animation of just looking up is, I don't know.
It was a very specific, if you look at how parkour was in Assassin's Creed, and if you look at that video, there are similarities.
I remember seeing like when I saw the trailer for that stuff and I was looking at the way that the motion was, I literally thought Assassin's Creed. Like, there's a lot of games that use that parkour-esque type of like thing, but I thought Assassin's Creed to a T. And the only Assassin's Creed that I played all the way through was Brotherhood.
I wouldn't be surprised if there was like a repository of that kind of animation, or if there's like little backdoor deal going on between Warner Brothers and Ubisoft, asking like, "Hey, can we use this tech?" or so on and so forth. But who knows?
That wasn't loud or anything, Chris.
It was fine. Stop drawing attention to it, Joe. God damn it!
But anyway, the main reason for this podcast this week is We're going to do something a little different, where instead of talking video games the whole episode, we're going to start talking wrestles.
Wrestling.
WrestleMania is this Sunday.
Oh, yeah, brother.
Oh, God.
Cue the douchebags.
God damn it.
What?
What? What?
So, WrestleMania is this Sunday.
What?
What?
See, I gave the pause so that you would do it after the pause, not while I'm speaking.
You know what? I fucked that up, but I didn't screw up the introduction like somebody else did. Not anybody on this podcast, but maybe someone that looks like someone on this podcast.
But anyway, WrestleMania is this Sunday.
Nope. Nope. Cheap pop is not going to work.
I was waiting for the what.
I thought they were going to do it. I screwed it up once.
Nope. I was like, it's going to be like either like a really, really good WrestleMania, or it's going to end in one of the most disappointing things in wrestling history.
I'm going to go with the latter.
You have no faith in the WWE creative.
Listen, I have literally no faith in the WWE whatsoever. Mainly just because
a lot of people.
Mainly just because, and this is why I actually like, I stopped watching wrestling like on the regular a while back, like a few years ago, because it has been on an absolute steady decline at least for the past couple years. And you can't.
True.
Like, it's just like, and now there are some redeeming qualities to some of the characters and some of the people that they have now currently on the roster.
And one of those guys just walked out 2 months ago.
And one of them walked out.
El Torito left?
We don't know exactly what
the
hell's going on.
I just saw him on Raw.
They just, son of a bitch. They're obviously talking about Fandango. I said it wrong.
They actually just let go of the original Sin Cara as well.
Yeah, they're on their third or fourth Sin Cara. I've lost count.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I'll give credit to Vince for at least still trying to give somewhat of a decent product. But, I mean, when he's burying the divisions that actually need to be focused on, like the tag team division, maybe get some kind of actual good female wrestling division.
And, yeah. The only time that there was a half-decent wrestling division in women's was like back in the late 90s, early 2000s.
No, did you see NXT Arrival?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you see the match between Paige and Emma?
Yeah,
that was an actual wrestling match. They just didn't like smack each other around and grunt and everything. They
grab each other's hair and then roll around a few times.
And that's what happens when you have two females who've worked with like somebody like William Regal.
Yeah.
For their entire life, you know, for their career.
That's what happens when two wrestlers wrestle.
Yeah. That's wrestling.
And it wasn't a minute long. It went on for like what I think like at least like 15 minutes. Like,
yeah, I think that's a legitimate 15-minute match. Yeah.
Well, and I mean, like, the quality of that match is about the same kind of quality you get with female wrestlers in Ring of Honor.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah. I go to every show I get the chance to when they come to Baltimore. They're going to be in Baltimore this month, actually.
Like, I don't know what they're trying to do with the whole Total Divas thing and everything, but ever since they debuted it, I'm just like, are you fucking kidding me?
It's so bad.
Because it's like,
episode of it. It's
just
so
like,
bad.
I'm not even going to give it a chance because like, I like love the idea of, Natalia, because she's from the Heart Dungeon and everything, and she can actually wrestle and everything, and she's the daughter of Jim Neidhart, and she's like one of like the key players on Total Divas, and it always like shows her like calling somebody a bitch and slapping them. I'm like, you're better than this.
Yeah.
Like, either go somewhere else or like unite and like make a complaint.
Do you want to know why
she's better than
exists,
getting
though?
Buried? How she got buried on Raw this Monday?
Yeah.
We still have Summer Rae.
I actually wouldn't call that a burial. That wasn't that bad.
What, didn't she win by roll up or something? I don't remember the match.
No. What it was is she reached forward through the ropes, kicked her in the head, and then boom, 1, 2, 3.
And Natty sold that like a champ. Because that kick looked like shit.
And like that's kind of how like I believe like the match is gonna go at like WrestleMania. Like it may be like all the divas in the division, but it's gonna be like the shortest match by like I don't know 15 minutes.
Probably we could.
Anytime I see the divas match, I'm like bathroom break
because 80% of them can't fucking wrestle. Like and like it's shocking. I mean, I know that like that the ratio from guys to girls in the WWE and everything is huge, but come on.
train these people. Like I don't know what the whole idea is. Now, don't get me wrong. Like, I like looking at a pretty girl and everything, and they're all very good looking and everything. But I can just go to the internet for that and everything. I want to see some. Well, I want to see thing, some like, ass for, and boobies and everything.
For the younger crowd, that's exactly why they're there.
Wait, guys.
I will say I miss.
That's
Pirate
what happens
Naomi.
When you have too many people on the podcast.
Hey, everyone, ass titties. Ass and titties. Okay, but, so yeah. let's try having some structure to this. We might as well go down the WrestleMania card. Everyone could give their thoughts.
Can we go up the card instead? I would rather start from the bottom.
Well, yeah, that yeah, we'll go up.
Okay,
the card.
So okay. Title match with Batista and Orton. The other way.
Right? No, wait. I thought we were doing important matches. Wouldn't that be Taker Lesnar?
We wanted to start from the bottom and everything.
Start from the bottom. Now we're here. Start from the bottom. Now we're all here.
It's the match that's on the pre-show where it's a fucking title match.
Sure.
Okay, we'll start with that one. So on the pre-show, the WrestleMania pre-show is going to be a four-team tag team match. It's who is it? The Usos. Who's all
the Los Taco Burritos? I'm sorry, yeah. But that's what it is. That's what they are. They're Spanish stereotypes.
Pretty much,
right,
pretty
much.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure they're not even Cuban. I think it's the colognes.
Yeah,
oh, they're Puerto Rican.
Primo and Epico.
Yeah,
never mind the Puerto Rican. That was close.
The racial stereotypes, which yeah. I'm like, oh my god, are you kidding me?
They even did a Guerrero's on Raw. They
oh yeah, with the switch.
The switch.
Yeah,
the twin switch.
Holy shit! I didn't even notice that.
They're not even twins.
Yeah, oh, that was fun to just cheer Eddie's name Monday. This is where I should note that I've been down the road to WrestleMania, so anything's close to me, I've been going to, up to the fact I'm flying to New Orleans on Sunday to be at That's Mania.
Freaking awesome. I've always wanted to go to Mania, and I've never been, and I know that you've been there several times, and I'm just, like, so freaking jealous. But about the match and everything, Los Matadores, they're a tag team. I really like the Usos. Ryback, I could care less. And who else is in it?
Couldn't care less.
Real Americans.
Cesaro needs to break away from the teabaggers.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
I
it.
Am a real American.
Cesaro in Elimination Chamber. Holy shit.
Yeah, Cesaro is pretty fucking.
No, not
great.
Even that. The one Raw match he had was Cena.
Yeah. Oh.
That was a pay-per-view quality match.
I can do many appropriate things to myself to that match.
Yeah,
and non appropriate.
So yes. let's get predictions for the tag team match. Tom, what's your who do you think is going to win this?
Cesaro.
All right, I'm going to go. I think the Usos win it. I think what do you call it? The Real Americans split up. There's got to be something with that because they can't keep those guys a tag team. And hopefully, we see very little of Ryback.
All right, Charles, the tag match. Who do you think's got this?
Are they there?
Charles?
He's breathing heavy. I wonder if we're just like, if we walk. There we go.
I'm going to say Usos retain and hope that Real Americans. I'm hoping the Real Americans break up, and I'm hoping Ryback will break up.
Ah, I guess the internet is not cooperating with us right now.
It might be on his end.
Well, I don't hear anyone else.
Can you hear me?
Yes, you sound great.
Then.
I'm here.
Okay, so
are you guys there?
So it's on. I think it's on Charles's end.
Charles in charge. You are not in charge. You're on the weakest link.
Goodbye.
Yeah, your internet is pooping. Wipe.
Okay, I hear you guys now.
You're
breaking up pretty bad.
Through. How about Derp? Derp,
what's your thoughts on the tag match?
I have to say that I really wish it wasn't the fucking pre-show match because that gives that it's a goddamn title match. It shouldn't.
It's going to be 8 minutes long. They're going to start at 15 counter mark, and it's going to be like 8 minutes long.
And it's the whole fucking division while you're at it. And it's anyways. I can either see the Usos retaining it, or either the Real Americans or Rybacksel taking it. More so the Real Americans, even though they really should work on breaking Cesaro out of that. I can't see El Matadors winning any kind of titles at all. And
at least they're not the
Dinnitans. Olay!
Yeah, Olay! At least not. But yeah, I think it would be either Usos or Real Americans.
All right, and Brian, what are your thoughts?
I like how we're all in agreement on this, where there's no way that other Matadors are going to win.
No
freaking way. I'm going to go with majority by saying, yeah, the Usos, because they seem like right now in that whole match, they seem like the strongest tag team and everything. They have a great gimmick together and everything. They can really work the ring, really active and everything, really agile despite like how they look and everything. Cause like, they're not like extremely like tight guys and everything. They got kind of like, a heavier set look to them. But these guys can really work and everything. Yeah. They're a fantastic tag team. Probably the guys that would give them a run for their money would be the Real Americans. And mainly of that goes to Cesaro, because Cesaro is just freaking awesome.
Yeah. I think I'm going to be that guy who picks the Real Americans. I think not only would it be something
that would be my number two,
no one would expect, but it could also be a nice catalyst to cause a breakup of the team.
Yeah, but like with Rybacksel and everything, it's like, oh, they just happen to be tagging together. Like, they don't have anything going on. Like, the idea of a tag team is to kind of like show something. And even if it's like two opposites and everything, you're supposed to share that gimmick and everything. They're really nothing.
Well, at least it's got a nifty name out of it.
But yeah.
Instead of Ryback and Axel, they just made Rybacksel. So,
you guys remember when Ryback was wrestling for the WWE title?
Yeah, remember when Ryback was the main event?
I try not to remember any of those times.
Yeah, I can't believe I was
playing for Cena during those matches. Singles, though, I really liked him in singles. I don't know why they would take him out of that.
I like
because he had such a big head in the back.
Yeah. I guess
I like when they got like developmental guys who were like as big as me in the ring against him, and you're like, holy shit, these guys are gonna fucking die.
With like the worst names imaginable.
Yeah.
And then he would like take three like, on one and like
Twister Typhoon against Ryback, and just Ryback just murders
like,
them.
We're gonna
like
have tonight's like tonight's Leonard Lumbercunt, and you're like, oh my god, he's this dead. Guy's gonna die.
It was cool to see jobbers on TV again.
Three man band, they're on every week.
No, Zach Ryder
are the best jobbers who ever jobbed. They are true professionals.
Zach Ryder.
You know what the best part of Total Divas is? Is seeing in the background Zach Ryder jobbing it up like he would in the ring, but he's just doing normal things.
Yeah.
Like looking at his cell phone.
Gotta get screen time somehow.
Yeah, speaking of Zach Ryder and giving a bunch of the undercard guys screen time, there is the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royale.
Right, someone explain this to me, because I've heard a lot about it, but like, what the
fuck
is it?
So Hulk kind of rolls into Vince McMahon's office, right?
And he's like, hey, brother, I need a paycheck.
And he kind of just says a bunch of gibberish with the words brother and Andre in it.
And
Vince says, and Vince just goes, all right, let's do this.
That seems reasonable, too.
I see it as like a Royal Rumble for an Andre the Giant trophy.
I see it Vince having 30 people and 30 people and being like, I don't know what to do with these people.
Have a match.
I was about to say, leave me alone. We're giving the mid-carder something on Mania.
Yeah, trying to give him a paycheck.
But that's like a positive way of looking at it and everything, because I remember like watching the old WrestleManias, and there used to be like these big extravagant matches and everything with special guest referees and timekeepers and everything and bell ringers and whatnot and everything. So this is like the big gimmicky match of the night and everything. And I'm actually looking forward to it, because I've always been a fan of like the Battle Royal kind of setting and everything. And all the guys that are in it are at least entertaining.
Are they going to have like the special guests kind of like how they do in Rumble, or...
I don't know. Right now,
guys, and we're all on the roster.
This is where Daniel Bryan makes his makes up for the Rumble.
Yeah.
Well, it's a 30 man battle royale, and as of right now, 27 people have been announced. Alberto Del Rio,
Kevin Nash. Kevin Nash has to appear.
Kevin Nash or Fake Diesel.
I see Warrior going into this.
Oh God,
that'd be interesting. Here's the 27 who are in it. Alberto Del Rio, Big E, Big Show, Brad Maddox, remember him?
Oh, God.
Brodus Clyde. Brodus Clay, wait. Christian, Cody Rhodes, Damian Sandow.
Oh, Brodus Clay, they took him. He's out of NXT again.
Darren Young, Dolph Ziggler, Fandango, Drew McIntyre, Goldust, The Great Khali, Heath Slater, Jinder Mahal, Justin Gabriel, Kofi Kingston, Mark Henry, The Miz, Rey Mysterio, Sheamus, R-Truth, Santino Marella, Sin Cara, Titus O'Neil, and Zack Ryder are the 27 so far. And everybody is
Not that bad.
Everyone's picking Big Show to win it so far, either him or Mark Henry.
So that means he's not going to win it.
Is it bad that like every single time I hear Kofi Kingston, I really want to root for him? Like,
no,
I
do too,
really,
because
really like Kofi.
I like Kofi because like I miss like the whole high flyer thing, and always at the Rumble he always does something impressive at the Rumble. And
I think every single time that I've watched him actually wrestle, he's impressed me. I just think he's a good he's a good character. I think just the way that he kind of like presents himself is really interesting. But I just like the dude. I don't know.
But like the thing is, like, he's not going to go far with that gimmick and everything. I mean, he's really great wrestler, really great attitude and everything, really great worker. But he is like the clean cut, really nice guy and everything, you know. And that's pretty general.
Honestly, like sometimes you just need that. Like
that's true.
Like it's.
But
just,
I mean, like I remember when Rock was Rocky Miami event and everything. And he's like, you got to give it 110%, and Rocky Miami believes in you too and everything. And everybody fucking hated him.
Yeah.
But I hate The Rock now, too. So
I think Kofi Kingston pretty much stepped into the Shelton Benjamin role as a face.
Yeah.
Because he does, he's like the spot monkey.
This guy, the spot monkey.
Yeah.
I think there might be a possibility. I think Alexander Rusev could be a potential winner for it.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Rusev.
Because I'm tired of...
Because they've been hyping him up like crazy. Well,
that's what I'm tired of. He just comes out and then he's like, I must break you and everything, and then leaves.
Yeah, I was going to say, so far...
I don't care if Alexander Rusev comes out.
So far,
well, that's what they're doing. They're doing the Drago thing.
Yeah. So let's go...
I'm back.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit, what's that?
my Skype just decided to die on me.
I hear that.
Yeah.
So there's still three spots that are remaining.
Yeah, the two rumors so far are Alexander Rusev from NXT and Rob Van Dam.
Oh, Rob Van Dam would be cut.
Because RVD has been rumored to be coming back for a while, and apparently he's being flown to New Orleans, so...
Yeah, but doesn't... I mean, like, I haven't even seen him in a while. He's got to look like shit now.
No, he was back a couple months ago.
He's on a specific contract where he gets he works 6 months and he gets like 6 months off.
Yeah,
he pretty much has like a TNA type schedule.
WWE. The whole medical marijuana contract.
Yeah,
yeah. Essentially, he's got the same contract Lesnar does.
Yeah. I think he works more dates.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So let's give our predictions on the Battle Royal. Let's start with Charles before Skype drops him again.
You know what? I'm gonna go with the Big Show for this, just because of what he used to be called in WCW.
The Giant, yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense. All right, Brian?
I'm going to go with the Big Show as well, because, like, as interesting as it would be to have, like, some little guy eliminate Big Show, Mark Henry, and Great Khali because he trips over his own goddamn feet, that would be the best to see, like, a smaller guy win it, but I'm going to call the Big Show because they're hyping it up, and you might say, well, they might twist it at the very end, but I just have that feeling that's going to be the Big Show, because it's like Charles was saying, he was called the Giant and everything. Didn't he have the same condition as Andre the Giant, and he's kind of outliving him now because he took care of it?
Yeah.
And actually, I think at one point in WCW, they were billing him as either related to or the son of Andre the Giant.
Wasn't his first name Son of the Giant?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
They called him Son of the Giant, and they just shortened it to the Giant.
Yeah. All right, Derp. Your thoughts?
I think it's very easy to say Big Show. I could also see Alexander Rusev winning, just to solidify his entry into the main roster. It would be a great debut for him.
Yeah.
I want to see him carry like the trophy.
Apparently, Scott Steiner's coming in the podcast now.
Holler if you hear me.
Holler,
keep flexing.
Badasses.
Yeah, who has the cops in their area?
You can't see it because it's a podcast, but I just did the Steiner flex and kiss of the lack of muscles.
No, you have to make sure that you jack up the muscles first.
You got to jack up the muscles.
I'm thinking that's coming from Charles.
It is Charles. You could see the blue line go around his picture.
God damn it, Charles. Stop getting arrested. We're trying to do
I'm trying
podcast.
To get to a better signal.
stop letting
well,
Scott
don't
Steiner
speed.
In.
That's why the cops are after you.
Chris, thoughts on the Battle Royal?
I have to agree with Derp, mainly just because, like, I would like to really see someone small get it. I really, really would. But
he's
like,
not exactly small. He's a big guy. He's just not as tall as Big Show.
Well, yeah, but I understand. Like, I mean, as far as like weight in the company.
Yeah, you know, like a more unknown guy.
Right, mm-hmm. And have that make like be their huge like step forward. Like, yeah. Yo, I could do shit. I think that would be a good platform for some of them. But at the same time, like, pretty much everything points towards Big Show, or at least like one of those types of guys, like him, Kali, fucking Mark Henry, like all that shit. Like that, it wants to be something for them. Like, I think what they could have done is they honestly could have just got the biggest guys that they had in their entire fucking roster and go, here's your fucking match. Like,
yeah. I think for how obvious it is that the Big Show is the guy to win it, that's exactly why I'm picking Rusev. Even though he's not even officially in it, that's my pick. I think this is his move to debut properly, since they're saying that his official wrestling debut is going to be right after WrestleMania. I think his official big debut, because I'm not counting the Rumble. They've had NXT guys pop up
Dallas.
In the Rumble. Yeah, Bo Dallas. I think WrestleMania, the Rumble, or the Battle Royal is going to be his official debut, and he's going to win it. That's my guess. Tom?
I would like to see that. Yeah, that would be awesome.
You're not Tom.
All right. Since we figured out that probably Alexander Rusev will be one of the last three, and Rob Van Dam might be one of the other two, I'm going to give two answers. One of them is going to involve what I think will be the last person in this Battle Royal and who I think should win it, because I'm huge on his character and the fact that the WWE can't stop fucking with him. I want Bad News Barrett to just come out on a 50-foot podium.
That'd be cool.
And enter into the Battle Royal.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news. I'm entering.
I love it. Like,
you know, I'd really like to see some dialogue between Bad News Barrett and The Rock.
That'd be hilarious. Bad News Barrett's actually...
I think that'd be a great promo.
Hold on. I'm afraid I've got some... It doesn't matter if you have bad news.
Bad News Barrett.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Wade Barrett.
That's Wade Barrett. Yes. Is he the one that was always carrying around a dictionary or something like that?
No, that was...
I think that was Damian Sandow.
That was Damian Sandow. And if Bad News Barrett's not going to be it, because he hasn't wrestled in like months, I actually want Ziggler to win it.
Ziggler, yeah, that'd be a good one.
Let Ziggler win it. Let Hulk Hogan present him the trophy, and then let Ziggler turn heel.
Yeah,
again.
Let Ziggler shake his ass on the trophy.
Exactly.
Wade Barrett, he was in the first season of NXT and
No, I got it now. Wade Barrett. Yeah, all right, I got it. I know
the British,
who it is now.
The British guy.
Yep.
Okay. We briefly talked about this one before, and let's just briefly give our thoughts on who we think is going to win the Diva 14 lady battle thing.
The one with the largest boobs.
Tamina. Let me read off the four.
Yeah, it's Brie. She got any
points. I was going to say Natalia.
Natalia's got some big
ones. I don't even know what any of them look like.
Okay, well, the 14 divas in this are AJ Lee, Oksana, Alicia Fox, Brie Bella, Cameron, Emma, Eva Marie, Layla, Naomi, Natalia, Nikki Bella, Rosa Mendez, Summer Rae, and Tamina Snuka.
Hold on, wait, time out.
All right, I'm
going
to go.
Alicia Fox is still in the WWE?
Yes.
So is Rosa Mendez?
Yes.
I'm going to go. My pick is going to be Natalia because it is the closest to Nutella.
Really?
That's my pick.
Tom?
I don't give a damn.
just pick someone.
If we're going to go.
Fucking say your name.
I think Nikki Bella's going to take it. All right. I think they're really going to put the title on her.
Derp?
I could see Tamina taking it, but I kind of have to second it that I don't give a damn.
I think you meant Tamina.
Tamina.
Whatever. I don't care.
Is it Nikki who's engaged to Daniel?
No, it's
John Brie. Cena.
What? Yeah, I can see that.
I don't know. I think one of them has big boobs. I don't remember which one it is.
Whichever one is banging one of the other superstars.
Yeah, whichever one. They're both banging superstars.
They're going to cut the belt in half and give half to one and half to the other.
That's what they were joking about on the press conference. They were saying that they could do a Lay Cool and be co-champions.
God damn
let's
it.
Let's not see that again.
I love Lay Cool.
All right, Brian, your pick?
I'm going to go with Tamina because she seems like the most, like the fiercest diva in there. And she's got a thing going on with AJ and everything, so... Yeah. They're building that up, and I would like to see the belt on her and get rid of that fucking butterfly purple pink belt and bring back the women's title.
Yeah, no shit.
That's what I
want. Yeah.
I think that with all the signs pointing to AJ losing, she's going to retain. That's my pick.
I actually like that pick.
She's going to be like, just fuck this match, skip.
Like, fuck y'all, you get nothing.
No, but Vince has to bury her to get Punk to come back.
Yeah.
I think that's why all the rumors like people don't think she's gonna win it is because like, oh wait, she's engaged / dating CM Punk. There's no fucking way she stays champion.
All right, next match to talk about is The Shield versus Kane in the New Age Outlaws.
Why are they? All right, Shield.
Correction, the middle-aged outlaws.
Now. Yeah, middle-aged outlaws.
I'm gonna go Shield. I actually really like
middle-aged
the Shield.
Is being kind.
I like The Shield every single time that I've watched, like, recently, just caught a couple episodes. Like, I like The Shield. I like that they all have their own kind of thing, and they make a good team.
Yeah.
Like, that's one thing that it seems to be missing a lot in newer wrestling is that you don't find very good teams, whether it be a tag team or, you know, an actual, like, group, kind of like how DX was and NWO and all that kind of shit. Even if it is only three people... The Shield, I think, has like a really good kind of thing going on. So I like The Shield. I want to go with The Shield mainly just because New Age Outlaws look like shit, and Kane is not the Kane that he used to be.
Yeah,
he's in good shape though.
Yeah, I give him that.
He is in good shape. I'll give it that.
He looks great now. He's gotten in such better shape. Charles, what are your thoughts on the six-man?
I'm actually going to give it to Outlaws and Kane because this would be the thing that would break The Shield up.
Yeah, I was going to say, Chris is talking so much about how he loves the team, yet all the big rumors are that Rollins and Ambrose are going to turn on Roman Reigns so that Roman can be the gigantic babyface that the crowds want him to be. And...
Well, now, to be fair, I don't know a lot of the context.
Yeah.
So if I were to see a lot of the episodes going up to it, like if there's been some sort of turmoil, then I could probably call that.
But nothing really recently.
I'm going in totally blind to a lot of this. So you kind of like take all of my predictions with a huge grain of salt.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm saying that the rumor is that we're going to see the Shield break up at WrestleMania. And
or not.
It's, I don't know. I don't want it to happen. I love The Shield. I hope they stay together. Just keep the whole team.
I want to see
like
if they're
the
going to do it. I hope they do it. I'd give it a couple. I'd give it a little bit more. I would break them up. Like the original plans from the dirt sheets from like Meltzer and all those guys was the fact that The Shield was originally supposed to break up Mania.
Yeah,
and they kind of stopped doing that. Like there's been no breaks. There's been no arguments.
Yeah, and I think that's actually more of a sign that it's going to happen.
It might.
Because now no one really sees it coming. It's like, oh, well, they haven't been fighting.
They haven't been fighting, and they just recently turned babyface.
So that's
they're
why
not breaking
it'll
up.
Happen. So I think that we're going to see the breakup happen, and Rollins and Ambrose are going to cost Reigns the match, just turn on him, let him get pinned and beat up. So I think the
main reason I'm thinking that is because the Outlaws were pushing for a match against them before they broke them up.
Yeah, so I think they'll be the reason that they do break up. Anyway, Brian, your thoughts?
I'm gonna go with The Shield because generally I'm just pissed off as hell at Triple H's friends coming back and getting titles and getting opportunities.
I love you.
But I actually liked seeing the Outlaws come back. I thought that was pretty cool.
It was okay for a little bit. But anyways, I've always liked the Shield and everything, and like how they operate and everything. And I thought, like, you know, there's always that chance of them breaking up. And I thought that they were going to do it at the last pay per view when they went against the Wyatts, because it was such a great match and everything. And I thought, did the Wyatts win that match?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And with them like losing to the Wyatts and everything, because like you were like, who's going to win? Like, I was thinking, I don't care who wins this match, because this match is just awesome to begin with. I mean, you saw the crowd's reaction right before the match even started. And I thought like that would have been like the good time to like to break it up, because they were hinting at it and everything. But I'm just going to go with the Shield, just because they're the Shield. Nice. As exciting as it would be to see, like, you know, one of the guys go for, like, you know, like a singles opportunity, and obviously it's going to be Reigns. I really don't want to see it now, because like they got like a good like thing going now, but I just want to see the Shield win, because, well, it's the Shield and it's going against the Outlaws, and I'm right now like, you know, fuck the old guys.
I love all the ambient traffic noise we're getting from Charles.
It's a thing.
Are you on a train?
No, I'm actually standing out in front of the Kennedy Center, which is where my car is parked.
Oh, God.
But as awesome as the Shield is, and as awesome as Reigns is, I'm more of a fan of Rollins.
Yeah.
My man.
I like Ambrose. So, Derp, your thoughts?
I think it could go either way, and I would be fine with it. I think Kane and the Outlaws winning would make it a good... good lead up to them eventually breaking up. Reigns going into singles, and Rollins and Ambrose being a tag team, as some dirt sheets have been talking about. But I would love to see the Shield win, but I'm fine with either one. I think the Shield will win this one, and then they'll lead up the breakup, like maybe after that, maybe up to Extreme Rules, maybe, but who knows.
All right, so next match, Cena and Bray Wyatt.
I really hope Bray Wyatt, because, like, out of all the characters that are currently in the roster, the only one that I'm actually like, I really fucking like this guy and is Bray Wyatt. Like,
yeah.
Like, ever yeah. since, like, I saw, like, the first episode in which, like, I actually saw him come out, and just the whole, like, everything that they're doing with this guy, I just, like, I fucking love it. I absolutely love it. Like, I want to see him win every fucking match. Nice. Every single one.
And the great part is, like, Bray, like, got stuck with the crappy gimmick when he first got to WWE as Husky Harris.
Harris. Good old Husky Harris.
That was a terrible gimmick. Oh, and Bray comes from an amazing, like, wrestling background, like, family. The guy's the son of Mike Rotunda, who, you know, was also known as IRS.
Yep.
He'll come after you if you submit your taxes incorrect.
Or, you know, or he actually went by his original name, too, when he was tag teamed with his father-in-law, Barry Windham.
Nice.
Which is why... Bray's actual name is Wyndham. They named him after Barry. So, I mean, it's not like the guy like comes from like a nobody background. Like, the guy's got some amazing parents and grandparents and stuff as wrestlers. And I think like probably the best thing that's ever happened to him is coming up with that character and focusing it on when he was in NXT.
Yeah.
And just like adding Luke Harper and Eric Rowan. You know, Rowan's still kind of green. Like, I don't think he's nearly as good as the other two, but like Luke Harper is like, if you've ever seen his stuff on the indie circuit, it's like amazing. Like, he does amazing work. Like, this is a guy who's like 6'7" or whatever he is, like nearly 300 pounds. And he's doing suicide dives.
Yeah, they're pretty freaking amazing in the ring.
I think we lost Charles.
The fourth or fifth time.
I was like seven.
I lost count.
Right, Brian, your pick on Cena Wyatt?
Okay, again, as much as I would love to see Bray Wyatt win, and yes, when they first came into the WWE, I was like, who the fuck are these backwater clowns and everything, thinking, oh, look, I can control the camera, I'm the freaking wizard and everything. I didn't like it. I thought it was one of the dumbest things I've seen, but then it grew on me. Because I started paying attention to why it's like, just like the way he presents himself and everything, his mic skills. Like, I was like, this is Husky Harris? Like, seriously? because like it's like he went back and he trained, he practiced, and he stood in front of that mirror and worked on those skills and everything.
Yeah.
And his beard is magnificent.
Yes, it is.
It's a beautiful beard.
Yeah. I could only wish mine was that good.
Yeah. And then what was it at what was it, TLC back in December when he did the spider walk?
Oh God!
Oh, God. Yeah.
And stand in front. I'm like, holy shit! A guy that build is doing that. I was like, this guy's really good at yoga, but like, holy shit, this guy's like terrifying. Great mic skills. The guy can wrestle, and like, this works. This is excellent. And now they're saying like, this is John Cena's legacy and everything. And the way John Cena is, I'm calling 100% John Cena's going to win it because it's John Cena.
Yeah, sadly.
Yeah, it's John Cena. They're not going to bury him.
Yeah, no,
I disagree with that.
But I want to see Bray Wyatt win so bad because I fucking love the Wyatts now.
Yeah. Charles, before we lose you for a ninth time, Cena, Wyatt?
No, I said I want Wyatt to win, but I hate to admit it's going to be Cena.
All right, and Derek?
I am of the opinion that it has to be Bray. They're building him up to be the heel in the roster. They're building him up to be the big bad guy, and to be able to do that, he has to beat Cena. And I
essentially want them to build him into what Kane used to be.
That'd be neat.
Pretty much, yeah.
Because I think Bray's getting more cheers than Cena at the WrestleMania.
Yeah.
but you know what I mean? Like Kane, like when Kane was first around, like everybody feared him. In the entire roster.
Yeah.
There wasn't the voice one box? Person that was like...
No, before the voice box.
Before the voice box.
Before that.
Get.
Well, before that.
But you know what I mean? It was the original feud with Taker.
There was something about that character that everybody was just like, holy fuck. Like, and it didn't matter like what match was going on. Like, he could end up coming out and just fucking wrecking face and just leaving.
Yeah,
and then you're just like, oh, shit, like, that was serious. Like, I want to have, like, that level of, like, someone that everybody's always, like, watching out, like, watching over their shoulder just to see if that person's around, and I think he could be that person.
And they've been building him up to be that. He's like, every Raw and SmackDown, he's completely destroying what it's like. He beat Big Show on SmackDown.
Yeah, but, like... Yeah, it's funny. Like when I see him wrestle, and then I see his opponent's like, "Well, I guess this is the guy who's gonna lose to him."
Yeah,
there's our sacrificial lamb.
But my pick, I'm gonna go with Bray Wyatt for this. And I will say, as unpopular as this might be, I really liked the later stages of the Husky Harris character when the hair was starting to grow and he was looking scuzzier and scummier. And just like a greasy slime ball looking guy.
Oh, look what he evolved into.
Yeah. Yeah. I loved the later stages of Husky Harris.
I've been called the greasy thug too.
Well, you are a greasy thug.
This is true.
So, let's jump next to Daniel Bryan and Triple H.
Daniel Bryan.
Daniel Bryan. Okay. Let me ask this instead. Who thinks Triple H will win?
Okay.
Go
ahead, because I got a whole rant and everything.
Right, so here's what I, and again, as a preface, I have no idea going into this, but just judging by the way that the WWE operates now and judging by what they've done in the past, here's what I think will happen. Daniel Bryan is probably going to out-wrestle Triple H and actually win. However, the match will not end up as Daniel Bryan winning because Triple H will do something screwy to say that he cheated or something to turn it into his favor because he has like the corporate-esque type of pull. He will just be able to just say, fuck you, I win anyway, and I'm going to the match. So that's what I think is going to happen.
Okay.
Am I happy about it? No. But I honestly think that's what will happen because the WWE gives two fucks about what people want to see.
The sad part is part of that's true. Very, very good point.
Yeah, it is.
So who had the rant?
That's me.
Okay, go ahead.
This is going to be good.
Okay.
Not too long, though.
yes. First off, with the whole Daniel Bryan thing, I see him winning it all and everything because, like, it kind of reminds me, like, you know, Stone Cold going against the corporation and everything. He lost it back at Breakdown, and then he won it at WrestleMania, back on top of the mountain and everything. Daniel Bryan got his title taken away at SummerSlam. He comes back on top at WrestleMania. Perfect, perfect writing and everything. I would be so happy for that. I would probably be in tears right after that because I would be so goddamn happy. But I'll say this, and I did say this in the wrestling group. If Paul McMahon, because that's his name, he wrestled, he married into the goddamn family. That's his name now, Paul McMahon.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And if somehow this podcast gets out to the WWE, so if Paul, if you're listening,
it won't.
If you somehow write yourself in, what?
It will never get to WWE.
Yeah. I wish. But for some reason, if some miracle, if the planets align, if you somehow write yourself in as champion and win it all, I'm fucking done. And I know that people have said that, and because, like, I don't want to give up on Daniel Bryan. I want to give up on this. But if Triple H wins it all, I am fucking done with the WWE. I'm quitting for good. Fuck you and fuck your company.
Is this where we ask Paul how does Vince's ass taste?
This is where when he gets the when the video gets uploaded to YouTube and everything, just for that portion, we just need the cornet face with the fuck
yes,
this company.
Exactly.
Just for that sequence.
Eating a burger.
Dude, that takes too much work.
Yes. But that's my rant.
I heard that a dog.
But yeah, I mean, like, and honestly, like, I've had that moment. That's why I really don't watch it anymore. Yeah. Like, I'm just like, I'm so fucking pissed off at the company in general. Like, I literally used to watch every single wrestling thing imaginable since I was in like maybe like third or fourth grade, up until a couple years ago, and I just stopped fucking altogether because I'm like, you know what? Fuck these people. This is retarded. I'm like, no. And I'm.
Why do you think I only read it online nowadays?
Yeah. See, and that's the thing. Like, to be honest, if I want to know what's going on in wrestling, I go to that one page where the guy makes the fucking, like, the animated GIFs of what has happened on the
Wrestler Monkey. So awesome. I love Monkey.
That's it. That's all I do. I look at those and I'm like, oh, okay, that looks funny.
I got to get him on this show one time. Be like, Monkey.
You already had Matthew. I mean,
what?
Yeah, Matthew was good. I tried to get him on this, but because he's flying to that Ohio con or whatever it is, he couldn't do it.
He's so cool.
He is.
Dude, he would have got as much.
Essentially, fucked the WWE.
But like with what you're saying, Chris, and everything like that, you just walked out on it like years ago. I was right there the same way because I started when I was a little kid and everything. And the thing that got me to quit the first time was the McMahon-Helmsley era. I just stopped watching. I'm just like, fuck this. And then the second time, like a couple years later, I gave another chance, and it was with Evolution. It was when Triple H was the champion constantly.
Oh, God damn like, it.
You mean when he buried Booker T 16 feet under at WrestleMania 19?
I'm so bored with this.
Fuck
so that's
this company.
With Triple H,
that's been your running theme of the night, Tom.
What?
This WrestleMania 19? Yes, it is.
See, this is where I'm hoping Vince is going to step in and be like, no, you can't have the title again. No,
you can't have the title.
Bad son-in-law.
But anyway,
bad son-in-law.
Bad son.
We're not talking about the title match. This is just Triple H and Bryan.
Well, there's no way. If Bryan... There's no conceivable way. The WWE can't be this stupid.
I
not have Bryan be over.
Dude, they can. They can, have, and they will. Like, it's just... It's happened so many times before. That's why I don't... Like, I don't want to get personally invested into, like, that company anymore just because they've done it to me so many times. I'm just like, fuck you. I just don't, like, no.
Joe Cam.
Can I just say one time that they were really fucking stupid? Montreal Screwjob.
Oh, God. I can vouch for
how... How about Owen?
That was bad on... okay.
Let's not talk about Owen. Yeah. I don't want to...
The Montreal Screwjob, though, was bad on all sides. Like,
yeah.
No, but there was nobody good. Like, you don't side with anybody. You just blame both sides differently. Like, you really can't defend Bret Hart on that. Like, Bret, you're kind of being... Like, I get it. Michaels was an asshole at that point.
Yeah.
Like, nobody... Yeah. There's not one person other than his best friends that sit there and have a good word to say about Michaels during that point in time.
True.
Bret... I don't know, stupid. Like, honestly, like, here's the thing that McMahon calls all that by going and saying, yes, Brett, you can negotiate with any other company because we fucked up and we don't have the money to pay you. He's your goddamn world champion. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Take the fucking title off him first.
Yeah.
Book him in a match with Shamrock. He'll drop the belt to Shamrock.
That was right at the time when WCW was kicking the living shit out of the WWE in ratings.
Yeah.
So it's like, why would you let your champion just win that match and then go off to, like, you know, WCW? It's a big hole that you dug yourself in.
Anyway, I think we're going down a hole right now that we probably shouldn't.
We're gonna start.
So I'm just gonna say, I'm just gonna say, my pick is, I think Daniel Bryan is going to beat Triple H. I think Triple H, now that he's running things, has to have his head on his shoulders a little bit more. And
I'm actually curious how much he's running.
I think he should, not he does.
Exactly.
He should. I agree with you that they definitely can fuck this up. But I think for how vocal the fans have been for Daniel Bryan and this being a huge, you know, WrestleMania 30, I think they're going to give the fans at least a win over Triple H.
Now.
Plus with how Daniel Bryan pretty much beat the living shit out of Triple H on Monday and had Triple H running like a little bitch. I think Daniel Bryan's going to win it.
We'll see. Yeah.
Which will lead us to Undertaker versus Brock Lesnar.
Okay,
Before we start Taker versus Brock, I want to say that if Triple H does go over Bryan and then goes on to beat Orton and Batista for the championship, it will be the WWE's equivalent of giving David Arquette the championship.
Wow, dude. That's
good reference.
I like that.
Damn.
Yes. I actually thought you were going to take it like the finger poke of doom, but David Arquette's better.
Yeah,
I like
that one better. That's pretty good.
Wow. Dude, I'll tell you right now, if Triple H goes over Bryan, the Superdome's rioting.
Yeah.
No, that's why I don't think they will. Everyone just leaving.
I made this comparison. This is what's going to happen. It's like,
no, we moved on. We moved on. Taker Lesnar.
Do I even need to say who I think is going to win, Taker Lesnar?
I think the no-brainer is that it's going to be a brutal fight. I wouldn't be surprised if we see some blood, but...
WWE PG-13. We don't do blood anymore.
I think big moments. Getting a wave.
Oh. Yeah, pick a lot of guys.
I just saw Jordan waving. I thought she was waving me. She's like leaning over.
I have something to say.
That's what we all turn around.
I think we might see a little bit of blood because don't forget Cena and Lesnar had a decent amount of blood in it, like at the very beginning.
An accident.
I'm pretty sure Lesnar on purpose elbowed him until he bled, and Cena was like, "Do it." I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, that's what I mean. I'm pretty sure they got away with it. Like, I'm pretty sure it was like one of those. We're not going to tell anybody we're going to do this, but we're just going to do it.
But I think there's no fucking chance in hell that Lesnar is going to win this.
Lesnar is not going to win this because the only other time that I've actually seen a match that I would have been perfectly okay with Taker losing, he didn't lose. So
at Mania.
Yeah.
Who was that?
Yeah.
I actually would have been fine with Punk beating him.
Me too.
I would have been perfectly okay with it.
I would go back further than that. Like, I would have been okay with Punk beating Taker. I actually think if they wanted to do it, if they didn't want to do the streak, and if they wanted to end it at some point, it should have been Randy Orton a couple years ago.
I could have understood that one.
I could have saw that too.
That was the legend killer time.
That was the time if you're going to do it. But
yeah.
But it is what it is. The streak is the worst thing in wrestling at the same time. It's the best thing in wrestling.
In
the sense that everybody knows what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because there's... I don't see a way, like, why Brock would be the one to go over Taker, in the sense that, like,
he's Brock Lesnar.
Well, if he was a full-time wrestler, I'd be okay.
Because he can break his voice when he's trying to scream.
Dude, it's terrible. That's why Paul Heyman is there.
It doesn't matter what you think, because they'll do it anyway. I could see them making Taker lose to break the streak to Lesnar, and like Lesnar never wrestling again. Like they'll do that just because they don't fucking care.
Yes, when it comes to the Undertaker, they care.
Yeah, it's like the one guy.
They do care about the Undertaker.
I can guarantee that if Undertaker ever loses at WrestleMania, it'll be his call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though he said in the past he wanted to lose to Kane, and Kane said no. Kane wouldn't do it because the streak means too much. And I think if anyone ever beats The Undertaker at WrestleMania, it would have been last year with Punk. Or it'll be in the future with either Daniel Bryan or, unfortunately, John Cena.
No. Unless they do Sting. Unless they do Sting.
Or it'll be who they sign for next year against him.
Hulk Hogan.
No, supposedly they're trying to work on Sting.
Supposedly he's taking Sting next year.
Oh, jeez.
Sting won't win, though.
Sting won't win. I actually don't know how good of a match they can get out of those guys.
If Roman Reigns gets a good singles career going, I could see him breaking the streak.
You know,
okay, yeah. I can see Reigns taking the streak.
I can see that happening.
I've always said it's always got to be like
I can see them breaking the streak, and I can see them doing a stupid fucking angle where Taker retires and then Roman Reigns becomes the new Undertaker.
Possibly.
That would be interesting to see.
Like a streak sense or in general, like take him as a character. Forever. Oh
yeah,
no.
Yeah, like there must always be an Undertaker.
Well, he does come out so like you're once lucky. A year,
I'm surprised
so like
Undertaker that. Lasted as long as he did, cuz that was like a 1990s gimmick where it was 90, like
92 was I think. 92 time, 93. 91.
Well, in SummerSlam 94, wasn't it? It was like I think it was SummerSlam
Survivor Series.
94 Survivor Series where they had the fake Undertaker.
Oh, you're talking about the fake Undertaker. That was SummerSlam of 90.
I think it was
94.
Yeah, it was 94, but I don't remember which pay-per-view though, but I think
it was 94.
It was Kane. Glenn Jacobs got some of the crappiest gimmicks until he actually got Kane.
Yeah.
He was a doctor. Yeah. He was a fake Diesel. He was the fake Undertaker. What the hell else was it?
A doctor? No, he was a dentist, not a doctor.
Dentist, Dr. I said Isaac doctor. Yankum. Yeah, Dr.
In
Isaac.
In TNA, he was a lawyer.
God, that was terrible. I think it was like in Puerto Rico, he was like the Unabomber, and he wore a mask. He was actually really cool. It looked like a mix of Demolition meets like something stupid.
I just want to give props to, I couldn't see who said it, but whoever said in TNA he was a lawyer, because that's fucking hilarious.
That was me.
That is a hilarious joke.
Because in the background, you just hear one guy in the audience going, "It's Kevin Nash!
It's Kevin Nash!
Sexy!"
Oh, fuck. Oh, so God. I think we're all in agreement that The Undertaker's winning this.
Yeah. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
There really is no other answer to this one. Okay. Let's go to the main event. It's going to be...
Oh, I thought we were just on the main event.
That was the main event, right?
It was the main event
more?
Last year.
No, everyone knows that the actual main event is going to be Batista, Randy Orton, and let's just say Daniel Bryan, because that's what it's going to be.
Oh, thank God Daniel Bryan. They may
let Bryan into the last match, but he's not going to win it. They're not going to let him do it. They're not going to do it. I'm telling you right now, the WWE is out there to break hearts and souls. like that is what they live for. That is why they exist. So the only reason why they would put Bryant in that last match is to make sure that they like just pummel him at the end and just be like, fuck you.
And I will tell you why I think Bryan will win the title and close out WrestleMania.
And I will tell you later my rants.
Reason one, because of how big the whole Yes thing is, they're going to end WrestleMania with 70,000 people
plus
screaming Yes along with Daniel Bryan as confetti falls from the ceiling and he celebrates his world title victory.
You gotta it'll be just like how Benoit won in 20.
I was
like,
just going to say...
He doesn't exist.
Who are you talking about?
I was going to say, it'll just be like when Chris Benoit beat HBK and made Triple H tap out
at
WrestleMania.
I'm still shocked Triple H took that fall.
Yeah. I remember.
I'm not even gonna lie.
I remember watching that one in a bar, and as Benoit had him in the crossface, and Triple H is fighting off, I'm like, "Tap, motherfucker, tap, fucking tap, you piece of shit!"
I legitimately went into that main event thinking, because like, it was originally supposed to be one on one, and of course they make it into a triple threat because they can't have a main event without HBK or Triple H, God forbid. And I was just like, I swear to God, if Chris Benoit doesn't want to walk out with this title, I'm gonna snap. And thankfully, he did. But I was just at that event, and because it was obviously WrestleMania 20 in Madison Square Garden, and I was just sitting there like, if Benoit does not win this match, we riot.
So what is your pick
for the match?
Yes.
God dang it. I'm going Benoit because it would make the most... not Benoit.
Brian. Please go Benoit.
Benoit is coming back from the grave.
Yeah, Benoit comes back.
That guy that doesn't exist. You know what, Brian?
You know who I'm actually going to go with just because, you know, I'm convinced that, you know, the company hates people.
Benoit?
No.
Benoit?
No. Batista.
Yeah. That's my other... I was telling Tom...
It's impossible because, like, right when he enters the ring, he gets gas. He won't be able to do anything.
Exactly.
He won't be able to walk out and do a promo because he'll just pass out.
Could you imagine if they had legitimately said, screw it, we're keeping Orton Batista as the main event? All right. Just imagine... Think back to Royal Rumble in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
In Pittsburgh. When the fans completely shit on Cena and Orton. And imagine their reaction to Dave Batista winning the Royal Rumble. Because nobody gave a damn.
No.
Yeah. Now imagine that in a much bigger stadium with a much smarkier 20,000 Europeans in there.
That's why I think it's going to happen.
They would have ate that shit alive, and it would have been a train wreck we would have all watched.
That's why I think Batista is going to win.
That would have... That match would have been an entire episode of Botchamania alone. Just that match would have been an entire episode of Botchamania.
I was telling Tom on the way up that the only way I don't see Brian winning is hypothetically Brian hitting Randy Orton with his knee, his big knee, whatever they're calling it.
What are they calling it?
The knee that beat John Cena.
Because like, I know what it's called. Like I know what it's called out when Brian doesn't. It's the Kenta knee.
I think they're just calling it the flying knee.
Okay.
But I could see Brian hitting Orton with the flying knee, Batista rolling back in and hitting Brian with a Batista bomb, and he rolls out, and then Batista covers Orton for the belt.
Is this 20 minutes into the match? Because I don't know if Batista can lift Daniel Bryan.
12 minutes into the match.
Okay. Because I don't know if Batista's lifting Daniel Bryan 20 minutes later.
If Batista wins, it's going to be the shortest match, and it's going to be the shortest main event match in WrestleMania history.
So about 18 seconds? I was at Joe's house when that occurred, and he knows how big of a fan I am of Daniel Bryan. I've always been a huge Daniel Bryan mark. And we're watching this match. I'm like, all right, I can't wait for this match. I was pumped for it. I was like all excited because I thought Sheamus and Bryan could put on a good match. 18 seconds later, I'm staring at his TV with my mouth open going, I'm done. Fuck this company.
Yeah. And when they keep going on saying that, like, 18 seconds, it's a new record. I'm like, you know, in pro wrestling, that's not a good thing. You want a match to last a while.
Yeah.
It's a good match, you know.
And then Nash came back reminding everybody, 8 seconds.
Yeah. Well, he eventually reminded 8 seconds, you know, as he, you know, ran, walked, hobbled to the ring. He sure as hell can't walk and run anymore. Completely blew a quad running, walking to the ring. I swear I thought he was going to blow a quad in that Royal Rumble.
Yeah, when you left after WrestleMania that night, Ashley was like, why was he so loud at that first match? Like, is he okay?
He's like, he'll be fine.
You were screaming.
I was pissed.
Well, the thing is, because I remember I was at a friend's house for that WrestleMania, and when we're seeing that dumbass concert that they put on like every year, we're all saying, yeah, you know, all this wasted minutes that are going on now could have went into the world heavyweight title match.
Was that Flo Rida?
Flo Rida.
Florida, whatever Florida. The fuck his name is.
Yeah,
I think that's the one they did in Florida, because last year was P. Diddy.
Yeah, but like these concerts, I don't give a shit about these concerts. I'm like, just
the only musical guest that they ever had live for a wrestling event that mattered was Motorhead.
Bingo.
And Limp Bizkit.
That was
the only one that mattered was Motorhead.
I like to make the joke that, you know, the Divas matches is normally like the bathroom match. You should have seen how quickly those stands emptied out last year when Puffy was singing.
Oh, it looked empty. It looked like nobody gave a damn.
After the Triple H and... Was it Brock Lesnar? Did Triple H and Brock Lesnar?
Yeah, it was Triple H Lesnar last year.
After that match, I left. Because I had no interest in seeing Rock Cena part two.
Dude, I almost left after awesome. Taker Punk, because I could have cared less about Triple H Lesnar.
After that one, I'm like, I'm fucking spent, man. You know, that match was awesome with Punk and Taker and everything. Yeah. That's my main event. I could have just left them, but they're like, let's watch Triple H and Lesnar. Our beer pitcher isn't empty yet, so.
I regret this
decision. And I'm sure it was empty about 5 minutes into that match.
It's Speaking of Punk Taker, to go against what Chris said, Living Color last year was pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that dude, that was so great live.
Yeah, it was sick.
That's the thing. They don't actually do, like, the they're not actually the musical performance. They just happen to do the entrance theme live.
Yeah.
Like, did you actually have those? Who the hell's performing this year? Is it Kid Rock?
No. Is he?
He's got the WrestleMania theme.
Yeah, well, I don't know if he's actually performing.
Well, if he's performing, then he obviously has to go back to fucking the other version of Undertaker.
I will say, on WWE Network, I am surprised as hell that Roland is still kept in everything. American Badass is edited out.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, I'm assuming because of Metallica.
Oh, yeah.
Kid Rock and Metallica.
It comes out to some shitty generic rock theme song.
For those themes, he came out to his last Big Evil theme, the You're Gonna Pay one. You're gonna pay.
Yeah, no, there's one where for the American Badass, like when he uses the American Badass song, it's like a generic rock song.
The ones I've seen with American Badass, he comes out to You're Gonna Pay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But the Roland theme is still there. They I guess because they're buddies with Limp Bizkit.
I gotta watch an RVD one just to see if it comes out to One of a Kind or if they gave him some crappy. Okay.
Yeah. That. No, but I will say this as far as like wrestling themes go, and I was saying this before we started recording. I think the funniest thing is the fact that Hardcore Hollies is fucking. It's public domain.
Yeah.
So you hear it everywhere.
I don't think it's public domain. I think it's in a song library that anyone can get.
That's public domain.
No, public domain is you could use it for free.
Yes.
I don't think they use that for free. I think...
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
This is what sucks about you, Hardcore Holly. You're known for doing jack and crap, and you had a generic song.
Well, sucks to be you. I wouldn't shit on all public domain stuff because the Hardy Boys theme was like
it
that
is
too.
Also, yep.
And that theme is still fucking awesome.
That is.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Dude, I speaking of the Hardys, I so want to make a trip down to North Carolina.
No, you don't.
And go to their promotion down there. Well, you know what? I'm from North Carolina, so it's double benefit for me.
Was Omega that they're doing?
Yeah, Omega.
Yeah, their Omega Wrestling promotion that they started in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They actually started.
I'd be interested in going down and seeing
it
that.
It was Matt and someone else.
You can see. I was interested
to go to a taping of Impact and see Jeff as Willow. Said no one ever.
Dude, there's like people going, "Who the fuck is? What the hell's with that new character?" I'm like, "Oh, he's used it before." The only people that know it are like hardcore Jeff Hardy fans.
Right, well,
I'll tell you what, TNA, I will never go to another one of their shows.
I went to one, and it was in 2009, and it was the one with the angle Desmond Wolf.
I went to one, and that was when the New Age Outlaws were what, the Voodoo Kid Mafia, whatever the fuck they were.
Yeah, VKM.
Oh,
that was terrible.
And then I tried to go to another one here in Baltimore, the only one they've done in Baltimore in years, and they canceled the show because they finally got their deal with their Orlando studio back.
Oh, God.
So they're like, oops, anything that we had booked for the next 2 months, canceled. Back to Florida we go.
And that's the point where you hear Jim Cornette's voice in your head going, fuck this company.
Hamburger eating contest
now.
Iron
Sheik.
You know what? I spent $60 and buy three tickets to three Ring of Honor shows.
So, since we talked about music a bit, what are some of your favorite wrestler entrance themes?
Stone Cold.
Original,
like not the one, not the stupid fucking Disturbed one.
I hated that version.
Yeah, like the one with the really like the extremely heavy bass line.
Every single time I heard that theme, I heard of my I thought of my father.
Stone Cold. My favorite Stone Cold theme is Venomous, the one that he used with the Alliance.
That was good.
It was only like a couple.
That was a good one.
Yeah,
that is still my favorite one.
Because I liked Stone Cold going up against the Corporation. So whenever the glass hit and the da 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 hit, yep. that was my favorite.
That was it. Yeah. That was it, man.
Yeah.
That was it.
I loved Jericho and Big Show, the Jericho theme.
That's
still one of my favorites. Break the walls down.
I got one of those too.
I'm actually going to go a bit off the wall here. Mr. Perfect's theme.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Too bad his son ruined it.
No, I love Axl's theme.
Yeah, that's like the only good thing he has going for him. Honestly, I kid you not.
And all of Wrestler Monkey's gifts that he does with Axl's nipples.
And I will say this: pretty much everything that CM Punk has used, Living Color, even though I don't like Killswitch, I like when he used Killswitch, like because it just fit. It was good.
Yeah, but I really, really like Cult of Personality because I think like it really like reflects what he is and everything. So
absolutely.
I think
it fits his character a lot more.
I'm counting it as a pick.
There we go. But when I wrestled when I was back in high school, because I did some armory shows and stuff like that. My theme was actually Hatebreed's Last Breath. So
throw yourself out there.
So if you want to look at that one up, I actually really enjoyed that one for my wrestling theme. It hit really well.
I bet you're really a fan of Chuck and Billy's theme song.
No, not at all.
It's good. It's good, but it doesn't really.
I was like, who the fuck? What the hell? Oh god.
No, that was so bad.
That was such a terrible gimmick.
Or what was it? Fucking the Scotty Too Hottie and
turn it up.
No. The one with him and
what was it? Too Cool.
Yeah, Too Cool.
Their first one, I really liked the first one.
Awesome.
I didn't like it, it was so good.
It was.
You know what? I like Carlito's theme.
I spit in the face of people.
Who don't want to be cool.
Carlito. I really liked Thuganomics at a point.
I miss that song.
Oh, the original John Cena.
I liked Rapper Cena. I miss him.
We all miss Rapper Cena. This is basic. I still say that from time to time.
We're alive.
If they bring Rapper Cena back, can we bring like Rocker Undertaker back?
You can't see my defense is unforgiving. Got you backing up in the defensive position.
What if at the Taker Lesnar match, Kid Rock comes out and performs American Badass while Taker comes out?
What if that would just be weird? What if the real winner to that match is Kid Rock?
Yes. I am American Badass. Watch me kick. You could roll with Rocker. You could
radio
suck my
idiot.
In all seriousness, I liked Benoit's theme.
I was going to say that.
Benoit's theme was cool.
It was really cool, too. Had a
Crispin.
An interesting
Crispin?
Intensity to it.
Yeah.
I loved Benoit's theme.
Crispin? Actually, here's another one. Yeah, another one that I actually really liked was DDP's.
Well, the Nirvana one?
High five.
Because he's had a bunch of different ones. Yeah. So
his original was terrible.
Christian's old theme. The fucking rock opera one.
Yeah.
Oh,
that was Christian. Christian, that was really awesome. You're on your own.
I'm just going to go ahead and get these two out of the way. DX and the NWO theme.
NWO.
New world order.
I really wish that every single time they came out, there was a guy in the back with just a soundboard. So that portion of it was just randomized every single time.
I think it was, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. It was the same every time.
I could have sworn it was randomized.
Like, I wish there was just, like, some guy in the background just going, New World Order.
It was a guy who followed them in, like, a golf cart.
New World Order.
God, just knock it the
Fred
fuck.
WWE theme.
God damn it.
I was actually a fan of back when he was in, I think he did it, he used an ROH, when Punk used it's a Contra by AFI at the beginning. I was a fan of, because like that was during his like darker heel stuff, and it just like it was really brooding music and it worked for him. I was also a fan of obviously Metal Inglis by
Oh god, that's such a good theme.
Yeah.
It worked well for him.
Yeah. That one got you pumped.
Yeah, exactly. Edge. But dude, even when Edge was a heel, like I could not hate that. I was like,
I heard it, I jumped.
Like, I went to a show in Wilkes-Barre and that hit. I was like, yeah! Oh wait, he's a heel.
Listen, Alter Bridge. I would fuck his vocal cords. Like Jordan and I have talked about it. Like I've already given her full permission that if he ever wanted to bang her, I just like like, that's cool. Just make sure you rub his vocal cords a little bit first. Because that guy has got the voice of a fucking saint.
He's so Zorda good. Is confused. She's like, when the hell did that happen? Like,
another she's good like, thing
I don't remember this conversation.
Maybe it was the other way, where she Eddie's gave you permission to
it might have
fuck
been.
Him.
I don't know.
to get fucked by him.
Hey, if it's his vocal cords right, doing yes. the fucking, I might just have to take it. I'm just like, his voice is fucking absurd.
He's so... Why can't I think of his name right now? And as soon as someone says it, I'll remember. Miles Kennedy. That's him. Right.
No, that's right. Nope, never mind. We have confirmation.
Well, yeah, because she went to a concert where it was him and Slash. Because like he does all the stuff for Slash, like when Slash does his own concerts. And I was like, yo, if you get the chance, go for it. I don't give a shit.
You know, like, speaking of concerts, has anybody like tried to see if Fozzy was playing near them at any point?
No. Fozzy? They played up our way and...
Didn't they play... What were they playing in?
They played in this really shitty like nightclub that's closed now.
I thought they played up at Montage for one of the festivals.
They may have. Yeah. They did. They played for Uproar? Mayhem or Uproar or something like that.
Uproar.
You know, because I'd like to see them. I'd also like to see the Luchagors.
That does sound pretty cool.
Yeah. Which one's the Luchagors?
Lita's.
But
the Luchagors Lita's band.
Yeah. Oh. I like her theme, too. There's another one there's I really like.
Yeah, she
Boy
Hits her and
Car.
Trish.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Those are pretty good themes. I really liked Mick Foley's, like... His last one with like the car, the car going off the road because like I love Mick Foley. I actually got to meet him back in the fall because he was doing his stand up tour right in the Harrisburg area. So I went and saw him, got to meet him, and like they played that music as he was walking on stage, and like instantly felt like I was like 12 again, like back when he was like you know like wrestling. It just felt like freaking awesome.
Were you watching for him to be thrown off the top of the building?
That's Chris,
no, but the funny thing was,
what's your favorite wrestling theme song?
He said, "You can ask me any question, but do not ask me."
No.
You can ask me.
Favorite wrestling
into the microphone,
right
Pickles.
Probably Real American for the Hulk. I guess, right? I mean, that's great, dude. I just found myself singing that, you know, for the...
I am a real
American. Yeah, but you know what? I love the Real American, but I actually like Arm Cannon's version better.
Well, of course. It's because it's Arm Cannon. You
fuck,
know?
We should play Arm Cannon's version. Oh, my God. We should totally play Arm Cannon's sexy boy at the end.
Sure. We should. Yeah.
You didn't have that planned? I mean,
well, no. I had a bunch of actual wrestling themes planned to play.
That is an actual wrestling theme.
Well, no, you need to play what's his name? Like, he had his own song. What the fuck was it? Jesse Ventura? No. He had an actual song. What the... Jordan, do you remember that playlist that you, like... found of like the worst party music or whatever.
Worst party
find
music.
It.
Was it Macho Man? He had a rap album.
Yeah, no. Fucking terrible.
No. This was really bad. I forget.
I'm going away from the WWE with. I actually like AJ Styles' theme song.
Rhino.
Yeah.
Rhino had a good theme.
Going to TNA, we got to talk about RVD's TNA theme.
Oh, you mean his RVD TV? That was all that was.
No.
They
like
took the RVD TV.
Like, what was it? Rob Van Dam. The whole effing show. They literally said, like, effing. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, well, actually, on the RVD TV.
We're going to TNA.
If we're going TNA, Ethan Carter's theme isn't too bad.
Yeah, why did the WWE ever get rid of him?
I don't know, because
out of all the people they took off,
because there's not a single TNA beam I like.
No, yeah. Out of all the people they took off of NXT, they took Brodus Clay, they took Justin Curtis, who's now Fandango. Johnny Curtis. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. It's Fandango.
Yeah, okay, doesn't matter.
Don't start.
But
no one gave a shit about Derek Bateman. So
I like Derek Bateman.
No one gave a fuck about
him. And Daniel Bryan were fucking hilarious together.
I want Michael Tarver back.
There it is. The body rules from Jesse Ventura.
What?
The body rules. It is a song that Jesse Ventura came out with, and it's fucking ridiculous.
Like, ridiculous is good.
Rules,
ridiculous
it's my rules
is
or
like,
the highway or something like that.
It's
okay,
bad.
Okay, worst shit in the entire world?
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
I don't
is
think
it worse than anything
that.
Justin Bieber's ever put out?
Worse.
Whoa!
It is really like...
I'm shocked that there was actually something worse than any song Justin Bieber has come out with, and apparently we have officially come out with something that is worse.
How about the audiobook of the Ultimate Warrior comic?
I've seen enough of that comic thanks to Linkara.
Yes. Holy crap.
Hulk Hogan, I will take you to the cosmos. Hulk. Hogan.
Get out of the rocket ship, Hulk Hogan.
Getting fucked.
Have you ever seen his...
Have
you ever seen his anti-smoking PSA?
No.
No.
Should I? It's like 10 seconds long. No, but I will say the best thing ever is Roddy Piper's anti-fat campaign. Oh my god,
that's hilarious! Considering we all see Roddy Piper on Monday Night Raw.
I'm about to look that one up too.
But don't forget the Warrior Piper. He's got like at least 100 cigarettes in two of his hands, and he starts chewing on them and yelling. He's like, "Warrior has a lot of bad habits, but smoking isn't one of them."
Yeah, like injecting a needle into his ass.
I actually kind of remember that.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
If we're gonna talk about Fat Piper, let's go back to when he and Snuka were in the Rumble.
Oh God!
Which, by the way, was one of the coolest Royal Rumble moments ever. When fucking Superfly Jimmy Snuka comes out, starts beating up on people, and then the next person is Rowdy Roddy Piper. Everybody else in the match stops and watches them face off and start fighting.
That was awesome. Like, Rumble was that?
It was the one Cena came back and won.
Oh wait, I was like, "What the
shit?"
Yeah, I think
so,
because that's the one where Triple H was swearing to God he would win.
Yeah,
and then Cena was number 30 and threw his ass out.
Yeah, that's probably one of the last times that Cena ever got like a solidly incredible reaction, because he was supposed to be out of action for like 7 months with a torn tricep, and it was three. So his number 30 hits. And instead of, and then the music hitting right away, there was like a couple seconds of silence of like, who is it? And then Cena's music hits, and Madison Square Garden went apeshit. Because everyone's like, are you fucking kidding me? Cena?
And then ever since then, it's been mixed reactions. But that was probably his best reaction he's ever gotten, like, period. The end. All right, so
one last thing that we wanted to try and cover before ending the podcast, because we are running pretty late now.
Yeah, I seriously have to get going home soon.
favorite
wrestling video game.
Yes.
Anything?
Oh man.
Anything Aki made on the N64,
which includes
No Mercy, WrestleMania 2000, WCW NWO versus the World.
Oh, that was awesome.
So,
You know, I'm gonna have to go with the SmackDown series.
You would.
Before it became like SmackDown versus Raw, just SmackDown.
So like the Know Your Role and like
Bring It.
Yeah, from the PlayStation 1 all the way up to the PS2. That was actually probably one of the more solid series they came out with on the later consoles, until they decided to add like 500 fucking controls on the games.
That
I just hate Ukes, but Brian, what about you?
Also true.
Pro wrestling on the NES, so I can bite people's faces.
Yes,
that's it.
Derek,
it's either No Mercy or WCW versus NWO World Tour for me. Although I do have to say, I played the shit ton of Raw 2 on the Xbox, and I immediately regret every minute of it.
Honestly, I enjoyed Raw. It was either the first one or the second. It might have been the second one, because I was really pumped at the fact that I could import my own music for my custom.
That was really cool.
That was pretty cool. And then you did the I think it was basically the universe mode at the time.
Yep.
And it would generate matches like Ric Flair versus Jacqueline.
Yeah, I remember those. I was like, wait, what?
That's why I like some of the older SmackDown games, because you could do like the female characters in Hell in a Cell.
Yes. My favorites, I've got a couple. Obviously, No Mercy. I actually really liked Royal Rumble for the Dreamcast.
Yeah, it was limited, but
I had a lot of fun with it. I mean, obviously, as a wrestling game itself, as a standalone wrestling game, meh. But I played it in the arcades. There was an arcade version of it, and it was awesome. It was
so much fun. Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
So those two. And then as far as modern ones go, it's one of the SmackDown versus Raw, like one of the earlier ones that I really enjoyed. But I forget what fucking year, because they do them too often.
Yeah.
You mean like every year?
Yeah.
Because the main thing was
with the last one that they ended up doing a campaign for your created character that spans over multiple seasons. Mm. It was one of the early ones.
I forget
which one it was.
I know which one you're talking about though.
There was a game on the GameCube, I think it was WrestleMania 18, where there was a campaign mode where Stephanie recruits you to wreck WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And it was basically you going around all these industrial areas suplexing faceless workers.
Oh, God.
Yeah, the GameCube ones were pretty solid.
I got to go get that game.
Yeah.
It's on the – I think it's WrestleMania 18 or something like that. Yeah, and it was on the GameCube, but all I remember is in this mall, and you have to make the mall cops bleed. So I'm going around as gold. So I'm going around as gold dust, just DDTing mall cops on the escalator.
DDT.
All right, Tom, your wrestling game.
TNA. No, I'm kidding. I can't say that with a straight face. Oh, it was terrible.
One last one on handheld Fire Pro.
I liked NWO versus WCW World Tour. I enjoyed that one. I played the hell out of that. A lot of the SmackDown games I liked. I think I liked which one had Lesnar on the cover?
Here Comes the Pain.
Yeah, I liked Here Comes the Pain. I thought that was a much better improvement over Just Bring It. No Mercy, always fun. And of course, the new ones. I don't like the fact that I got to buy them every year. But
actually, I'm going to change mine. It's not technically a wrestling game. It's not WWE or anything. Def Jam, Fight for New York.
It's not a wrestling
game. Oh, yeah, it is.
That's a fighting game.
It's the hardcore title, the whole game.
Yeah,
it pretty much is.
It's like the last Rumble Rose is in there.
what if we get a CZW game this generation?
Oh fuck!
Fuck no!
as long as I can get Zandig, I will be satisfied.
If they were to actually make a legitimate Fire Pro again, I'd be excited.
Yeah,
A legitimate Fire Pro, because I've played some of the other Fire Pros, and honestly, I think it was Fire Pro Advanced or something like that. It was fucking awesome. I loved it. I liked the fact that I was able to have a legitimate wrestling game on a handheld. The Fire Pro series was always good because then you didn't have to worry about I have to make sure that we can pull stuff from other matches in the past so that you can relive your favorite moments. Fuck that. I want to just wrestle. I'm buying a wrestling game so that I can wrestle.
Yeah.
That's the fucking point. So... yeah.
All right. Well, since we are going super duper long today, after last week finally having a reasonably lengthy podcast, we do have one email to take care of quick. It's from Randall Drew, good old buddy. He says, Chris and Joe. He doesn't even say Tim anymore.
Aww. Oh,
wow. He's been on twice this year. I'm not apologizing.
That's true.
I apologize for nothing.
We're already in April.
Yeah, and he's not even going to listen to this episode, so...
It was me, Austin.
It was me.
Instead of Tim, we have Tom's. Anyway, Randall says that Nero interview was solid. So glad you got him on the show. He's such a chill guy, and I personally identified with a lot of what he was talking about when it came to his creation of Destructoid and his decision to take a backseat to larger personalities... to let larger personalities run things in the background. Joe, thanks for coming to my art stream at twitch.tv/FlozaxRollins. He's giving me URLs. I'm not going to say his URL. Fuck him. And as I said to you in chat, I love your show because you and Chris don't always agree. Yes, we do, asshole.
We don't.
Fuck off. You're polar opposites on several things, and it sparks some great debate. He's really the perfect co-host.
Aww.
He loves you.
That's some sexy shit.
Hey, I do all the setup and teardown of all the equipment.
This is true.
He continues, Tim unbalances that a bit.
Oh, I did mention Tim.
but he's also a pretty great color commentator. He adds a lot of quick humor and randomness to the show, but it's too bad he's usually too busy to be on very often. Is it really being busy anymore? Is it just... not wanting to be here.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I hear Nero is a big SNES fan, Coincidentally, one of your other listeners, Jesse DeRona, another fine writer for Save Continue, and I are wrapping up the final touches on a comics and art anthology themed around the Super Nintendo. A Kickstarter is coming in April, and we hope guys like Nero and you take notice and spread the word about its existence to many other Super Nintendo fans far and wide. Keep up the great work, and as always, doing it for fun.
I'm not sure if he was trying to praise you or trying to get cheap pops.
Both.
Both. Okay. Just making sure.
I'm excited about his Kickstarter coming out because I actually wrote something for it, a big piece on Earthbound. So I'm excited to see what gets done with it. I know he said he was doing some art for it. Plus, I forget what I wrote, so I'm excited to read it again.
that's always a good start,
wrote, man.
That's
fantastic. When the Kickstarter
you'll never
hits,
see it unless it gets funded.
True.
When the Kickstarter hits, you know we'll be talking about it on here, and I'm sure we'll put something on Save Continue about it. But
goats.
Thanks, Randall, for writing to us, and Jesse, write a goddamn news post. Hey, Derek, write a goddamn news post.
You're gonna yell that too.
But I guess we should wrap things up real quick. Charles, you have any final words for the episode?
You know, I'm getting ready for WrestleMania. I'll be down there in Orleans, you know, this Sunday watching live. So let's see what happens.
Nice. Start a CM Punk chant for us. Brian?
Fuck yeah.
Brian, anything?
CM Punk.
Not now.
I don't think they can hear you.
They can't hear you yet.
Yeah. CM. Yeah. CM who?
This is technically Friday when this CP releases, Monk? So it doesn't... Or no, what is it? TP Metal.
TP Metal. I'm right. Going the Shakira guy.
Brian, final words for the show?
I just want to say thanks for letting me be on here and everything. You know, I like talking about wrestling and bad-mouthing the things that I hate. Apologize for the huge rant that I put out there. And
that is for not the future, a huge rant.
No, not at all.
I can do worse.
You haven't listened to our episode where Tim went on his anti-Nintendo rant.
So, I'll have to listen to that.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
It sparked like a month-long conversation.
And then it was like our first really, really long episode, and then 2 weeks later we had another really, really long episode when Zach wrote in about it.
We had to respond to his novel that he wrote.
His three-page letter. Printed out three pages.
Seriously?
But it was a lot of fun being on here and everything. It's not very often, like, you know, I get to... You know, like, I'm glad that, like, I got, like, my wife into wrestling and everything, so now we talk about it. But, you know, it's even more fun to talk about, like, about wrestling with, like, different people. I know, Charles, I know that you're a huge fan of wrestling. Joe, I know that you're a huge fan. But it's fun to talk about, just shoot the shit with wrestling with other guys. So it was definitely a lot of fun.
Hey, Brian, we're going to have to get these guys into the Smart, or what the hell?
Yeah, Right on the Smark.
Right wrestling. On the Smark, yeah.
Yes.
Facebook group for wrestles.
It's just me posting wrestling memes and saying how much I hate the company.
Yeah. Fuck this company.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, Derek, final words?
I just want to say before going into this, I watched all three.
Sounds good, Tom.
Before going into this, I watched all three pay-per-views that Limp Bizkit did theme songs in. And it got me pretty straight pumped up.
what the fuck?
Your goddamn phone.
Sorry.
Jesus.
But, yeah.
It likes you guys.
If only we could fly away from your fucking phone.
Other than that, thanks for having me. It's good to be able to do something like this again. And I hope you'll have me in future things if I'm able. And, yeah, fuck this company.
Hey,
see you Monday.
Take my advice. You don't want to step into a big pile of shit.
you should have saved that to the end. That could have been the end of
it. Yeah.
All right, Tom, final words from you.
It's good to be on here and glad to be hanging out, talking about wrestling, talking about video games. Can't wait for WrestleMania this weekend. Can't wait for the New Japan show on the same day. That's like 20 hours before WrestleMania.
That's right.
I'm going to have so much goddamn wrestling to watch. Also, I have that stupid Twitter thing, and I'm going to promote my Twitter because I'm an asshole. You can follow me at TVolkert, LOL. It's on Twitter.
That's right.
You're an asshole.
That's right. If you League really want to see my one or two Twitter posts that I make a month.
He's got like one.
Charles's traffic is getting loud again.
Yeah.
He's got one. Yeah. Snyder's going to come in again.
That's why we can't have nice things.
My Twitter account is @_ChrisHuber_.
@DaleNorth.
@Destructoid. Yeah.
So, Chris, anything else from you?
I highly doubt that the WWE can fix its reputation in my eyes, but I hope that for all of you that are going to be watching WrestleMania this Sunday, I hope it's not a complete shit show.
believe me, I hope so too.
For your sake.
True. Final words for me is thanks to all the guests for being on this week. Chris, I already invited you down on Sunday, but I know you're not going to be there.
I'm busy.
You dumbass hoe.
Dumbass.
The rest of you guys, fuck, if you're in Danville, come on by and watch a pay-per-view on the WWE Network.
Oh, yeah.
Let's ask Michael Cole how to sign up for the WWE.
We're going to show you how to download the WWE Network.
Michael
Cole. Just a series of steps. Michael Cole, here's how you use the internet.
Jerry Lawler, show me how technology works.
Oh, God.
Don't worry, Michael Cole. They'll never cheer for you. Michael Cole. Like, oh my God, the WWE fans are rabid. They've gone insane.
All right, so I guess we're going to wrap it up, and in the immortal words of the Iron Sheik, fucking bullshit!
Bullshit!
We'll be right back. down fast. I've got to release all the shit that has made up my past. So go let your soul dance, baby. Time to free yourself at last. Unshackle your life spirit. Fly away far from the past.
Fire away from the past.